Are you ready for High School Baseball Live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Today's live coverage is brought to you by Columbia Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Hanover Horton School, Tim Chapel DDS, and Tuttle Concrete. Live and local, it's High School Baseball right here on WKHM.
Welcome back to Live High School Baseball, where we are at Clinton High School for the 2025 Division III District 83 Baseball Tournament. Our next matchup this afternoon features the Grass Lake Warriors and the Clinton Red Wolves in the District Championship. I'm Connor Dockery. Welcome back to today's coverage on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. As we're rolling right here into the district championships, Grass Lake, a thrilling 5-4 win. They led 5-1 going into the seventh inning. Columbia Central with a late rally, plating three runs and the tying run in scoring position. But Grass Lake able to hold on for the win. Clinton, meanwhile, a bit of a similar story, leading 5-0, and then Ann Arbor Green Hills with a little bit of a late push, plating two runs there in that seventh, but the Red Wolves able to hold off that late attempt from Green Hills. Very, very good Green Hills team, by the way. 27-4 on the season coming into today's tournament as Clinton, as the host school, able to move on here. And of course, being the host school, that does not matter. They still do the coin flip to determine the home team, and Grass Lake won, so Grass Lake is actually the home team here for the district championship against Clinton. Clinton being the road team on their own home turf. Grass Lake 30-4 on the season. Clinton 18-15-1. Walker McKibben getting the district championship start here for Grass Lake. Makes his first pitch now to the third baseman, Andrew Fair. Fastball misses high above the zone for ball one. District championship now underway. This first inning brought to you by Tuttle Concrete as the next delivery is swung on and fouled away up and out of play towards the right-hand side, the now Grass Lake dugout. That was Columbia Central's dugout for our first game this afternoon. Now a 1-1 count to Fair. McKibben, 1-1. Fastball just below the knees. Ball two. Let's go through the lineups for this one. Clinton, top three. It'll be the third baseman, Andrew Fair. Second baseman, Callan Keith. And the pitcher, Jalen Stelzer. Big swing and a miss from Fair, evening the count at two. Middle three for Clinton. Shortstop Quinn Walden, catcher Cade Brighton, and the right fielder Jackson Phillip. Andrew Fair ready to go at the plate. Here comes the 2-2 from McKibben. Swing and a grounder, this one going to Lape at third. Gloved, thrown out there at first base to Sal Vitale for the first out.
Now batting to the Red Wolves, number four.
Callan Keith now at the plate, bottom three of the Clinton Red Wolves batting order. Louis Della Baden, Deli Badia, beg your pardon, from first base. Left fielder Tanner Bolton and Dakari Garrison, the center fielder. Head coach is Joe Gillis. First pitch, that one a late called strike one there to Callan Keith. That one just at the top of the zone. Nice fastball there from McKibben. 0-1 pitch on its way. Swinging a foul tip behind, and McKibben quickly ahead 0-2 in the count. Clinton, I mentioned, big 5-2 win over Green Hills in their district semifinal. Leading 3-0 through the middle innings, able to add two as the game wore on. Big two insurance runs as Green Hills again able to plate two in that seventh to try to make a rally. Another foul now, 2-2, make it 0-2, I beg your pardon, and that's going to miss the zone for ball one. McKibben trying to get Keith nibbling there outside. Righty hitter versus righty pitcher here. 1-2. Swinging a fly ball. This one is going to land foul there in left field. Still mostly cloudy, slightly hazy there if you're looking towards right field. The foul territory there off the first baseline from the Canadian Wildfires. 1-2. That one just below the zone. Good take from Keith, and it's 2-2. Walker McKibben, of course, just used as a pitcher this season. He actually was used as a pinch runner in the first game. He was eventually picked off at second base. 2-2. Ooh, that's a close call. That one looked like inside, just off the plate. Another great take there from Callan Keith. 3-2, full count. Big pitch right here for Walker McKibben. Wind up. Here's the payoff. That one off the plate, rolls to the backstop, and Knight, who started game one pitching, he's the catcher for the second game. He's able to pick that one up, and Callan Keith with a one-out walk. Clinton, runner on first with one out here in the top of the first inning, brought to you by Tuttle Concrete. And now here's the number three hitter, starting pitcher Jalen Stelzer. Now a pickoff throw at first. Keith able to dive in safely. Stelzer, I believe, played first base in the first game today for Clinton. Had a great diving catch and double play for the Red Wolves against Green Hills in the sixth inning of that one. Pitch misses for ball one. Stelzer, righty hitter for the Red Wolves. Couple glances over at first. Next delivery, that one missing outside on the fastball. 2-0 from Walker McKibben on the mound. I'd like to thank Tuttle Concrete and Ghost Rider DJ for their support in today's coverage here on WKHM. Connor Dockery broadcasting live from Clinton High School as we've got a called strike one. Fastball on the outside edge, clipping the corner there. McKibben in the stretch. 2-1. Late swing and a miss. Just nice gas on that fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Trying to get the second out. Had a couple double plays there in the first game. Maybe can get a ground ball right here. Get out of the inning. McKibben trying to get this second out. 2-2. In the dirt. Good block there behind home plate from Knight. Count runs full. 3-2 to Jalen Stelzer. In the stretch, here's the payoff. Swinging a grounder right up the middle in the glove. Backhanded throw by the shortstop offline. And that's going to be two runners on with just one out for the Clinton Red Wolves. Try there for Luke Guthrie. Just tough play. Even if he were to try to turn and make the throw to first, might have had a chance there, but trying to make that backhanded play there to Prater, covering the bag at second, but not able to. And now that's two runners on with one out. Top of the first inning, no score yet. Clinton threatening here. And here's the number four hitter, the shortstop, Quinn Walden. First pitch fastball away for ball one.
Freeze on line drive, CK.
In the stretch. Looking at Keith at second, makes the next delivery. That's going to be called strike one.
Go, Quinn.
Talon Keith at second. Jalen Stelzer at first.
Nobody.
McKibben, couple glances there at second. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Another great fastball for McKibben. 1-2 as he looks again at getting out number two. It's the pitch call from the catcher. 1-2. Swing and a fly ball. This one slicing towards foul territory, but the right fielder, Killinger, running this one down. Meanwhile, Callan Keith able to move up to third base on the play. Runners at the corners, two outs. Clinton trying to plate the first run of the game here with their number five hitter, Cade Brighton. Callan Keith at third, Jalen Stelzer at first. McKibben, a couple glances there at third. First pitch, swing, this one slices foul and out of play. Along the first baseline there. Towards the auto shop there, beyond the right field fence. Newald, one strike. Given some nice pitches in and around the strike zone here in the first inning. Especially nice fastball, couple hitters late. 0-1 swing, line drive, right center field. This one finds the grass, rolls all the way to the fence. One run scores. Stelzer rounding third. He's not stopping and now hesitates. Goes back to third and the throw just late there. But Clinton does plate the first run of the game. That's an RBI from Cade Brighton. Brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. Make it Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning on the RBI. One nothing for Clinton over Grass Lake, and now Jackson Phillip at the plate. Two runners in scoring position with two outs. Winding the pitch. That one called strike one. Looks like a little bit of a hesitation there from the home plate umpire and took a second to decide where that one was located. Next delivery. This is a swing and a ground ball rolling foul just along the third base line, and it's strike two. Stelzer at third. Brighton at second after that one-run double. Not only the first run of the game, but also the first hit of the game for Clinton on that play. Big spot there for Brighton. But now an 0-2 count for Jackson Phillip, trying to keep the inning going, trying to bring in more runs for Clinton. Kibben wind up in the pitch, 0-2. Fastball misses high. Those high fastballs just above the zone are always tempting. Kind of make the eyes light up a little bit, but he was not tempted on that one. Next one, swing and a pop foul out of play up and over the Grass Lake dugout to the right side. Remains 1-2. Ready to go. Wind up 1-2. Swinging a line drive, this one going to center field. Back a couple of steps and into the glove of Jacob Collins for out number three. But Clinton able to strike first with a one-run double from Cade Brighton. One run, one hit, one error, two left on base. Clinton leads 1-0 over Grass Lake. Bottom of the first coming up in 60 seconds. You've got the district finals in the baseball district tournament here on WKHM.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
One nothing Clinton over Grass Lake. Now in the bottom of the first inning, Connor Dockery with you from Clinton High School. Thanks for joining me on this Saturday afternoon, rolling on through. Getting a little bit warmer out as we go through. Had some chilly winds there throughout the first two games of the district tournament. Clinton able to strike, able to get some base runners there in that first inning. And now Grass Lake tries to respond in a similar spot in game one. They fell behind 1-0 to Columbia Central in the top of the first, and in the bottom of the first, able to plate three runners. Trying to strike hard, strike early here in game two. Bottom of the first inning brought to you by Tuttle Concrete. Luke Guthrie, shortstop, stepping in, going up against Jalen Stelzer. Let's go through the Grass Lake batting order here. Top three for the Warriors for game two. Guthrie at shortstop, Sal Vitale at first, and Jacob Collins in center field. Stelzer on the way with the first pitch. That one missing low and away for ball one. Middle three for Grass Lake. It'll be Braden Lape at third, Bryant Cook in left field, and Colin Knight doing the catching. Next one, we've got a swing and a pop to the right side. Is it playable? It is at the fence and not going to be corralled by the first baseman, Deli Badia. Badia. I got to get that one right. And it's going to wind up as a foul. 1-1 the count for Luke Guthrie. Stelzer around the way with the next one. That one in the dirt, skips to the backstop, but no base runners to advance. Two balls and a strike for Luke Guthrie. Got things going with a leadoff triple in the last game. 2-1. Fastball just off the plate. 3-1. Getting ahead in the count. Grass Lake trailing 1-0 here. Now in the bottom of the first. 3-1. Swing and a line drive. That one finds the grass in right field just ahead of Jackson Phillip. And it's a leadoff single for Luke Guthrie. Sal Vitale steps in for the Grass Lake Warriors. Vitale, 0-for-3, reached on a fielder's choice, lined out, and struck out in the semifinal win over Columbia Central. Also stole a base and scored a run. First pitch in there, misses up and away for ball one. Catcher Brighton briefly looked like he wanted to make a check throw there at first after the pitch. Didn't pull the trigger, and now we got a pickoff attempt by Stelzer, which Guthrie able to dive back in safely. Keeping a close eye at him. They saw after that first game, Grass Lake loves getting active on the bases. And Vitale looks at the next pitch in there for strike one. One ball, one strike for Sal Vitale. Stelzer looking for the first out of the inning. Quick glance over the left shoulder and a step off. Gets back ready on the hill. Look over the left shoulder, now the 1-1. Swinging a jam over to shallow right field, and that's going to be dropped by the right fielder, Phillip. Now the throw to second, in safely. Ooh, that throw was offline. If he was able to get it and get on the bag, that would have been the force out. But instead, Grass Lake, runners on first and second, still nobody out. Jacob Collins now at the plate.
Number six, Jacob Collins.
Ooh. Sometimes just able to will your way into a hit. Vitali, again, just a jam right there. A little bit of a blooper there in right field, and unfortunately for Clinton, Phillip not able to cleanly run that one down, but was able to recover, nearly able to get a force out anyways. Now Jacob Collins immediately sends one to center field. That's going to be caught by Garrison, and neither base runner advances. There's the first out.
Now batting number eight, Braden Lake.
Got three at second, Vitali at first for Grass Lake. One out, trailing 1-0 to Clinton in the bottom of the first. Here is the number four hitter, Braden Lape. Started poorly, but finished strong at the plate in the last game. First pitch, swing and a grounder. This one bobbled by the second baseman, recovers and makes the throw to first. Keith to Delabadia for out number two, but both base runners advance. Two in scoring position for the Warriors. Trying to get on the board here in the bottom of the first, trailing 1-0.
Now batting number nine, Bryant Cook.
Left fielder Bryant Cook trying to come through. He's the one who came through in the big spot. Trying to come through again here, Bryant Cook. A one-run single, able to make it a 3-1 lead in the first inning of the last game. Fastball from Stelzer misses high for ball one. Stelzer in the stretch. 1-0. Swinging a line drive. This one to right center field. And a nice diving catch. Oh, no. Did he make the catch? He did. Wow. What a catch there from Garrison. And shuts the door on the Grass Lake Warriors with two in scoring position. Keeps his Clinton Red Wolves in front 1-0. The top of the second inning is coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us, and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
1-0 Clinton, now in the top of the second inning, presented by Ghost Rider DJ. Clinton, their second chance at the plate again, the host school for today's district tournament, but based on the coin flip before the game, they were designated the road team. Connor Dockery with you from Clinton High School here on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with me through the district semifinals, of course. A fun one between Grass Lake and Columbia Central. Nice late rally there for Columbia Central, but unfortunately for them, falling short, they see their season come to an end. Final record on the season, 24-10. And Grass Lake sees themselves now in the district finals. 7-8-9 due up, led off by Louis Delabadia. The first baseman looking at the first pitch out of the zone for ball one. 1-0 on the way. That one called strike one right down Main Street. One ball, one strike. It was a one-out walk. And then an error started getting some traffic on the bases for Clinton in that first inning. And then Cade Brighton able to come through with a RBI double to make this a 1-0 ball game. Next one in there for strike two to Delabadia. 1-2. Swing and a miss. And there's the first strikeout of the game for Walker McKibben. Strikeout presented by Grass Lake Community Schools, and there's the first out of the inning. This brings in the number 8 hitter, left fielder Tanner Bolton.
Come on, Tanner. Call for Clinton, number 9, Tanner Bolton.
First pitch, late swing and a foul tip. Just making contact there with that fastball. 0-1. And that's what we've seen in this one so far. Walker McKibben, boy, when he gets that fastball going, gets the velocity up there. These Clinton hitters have been a little bit behind on that. We'll see if they adjust as the game moves along, get the timing on that fastball. Pitch misses below the zone now. One ball, one strike for Tanner Bolton. Bases empty, one out, 1-0 Clinton. Top of the second presented by Ghost Rider DJ. Next one, a check swing, but it's in the zone anyways. One ball, two strikes. I'd like to thank Coldwell Banker, Beiswinger Realty Group, and Columbia Schools for their support in today's coverage here on WKHM. 1-2 pitch from McKibben. That one just off the plate. Good take there from Bolton with two strikes, and it's 2-2. On the way. That one missing low and away. 3-2. Count runs full. Bolton trying to get on base with one out for the Clinton Red Wolves. Payoff pitch. Swing and a foul tip just hanging in there. Making contact, sending that one out of play to the right-hand side. And we'll have another full count here. McKibben ready to go on another payoff. Swinging a line drive, this one to right center field. And this time it'll be ran down by Jacob Collins for out number two. Had to make a good read off the bat. Sometimes those in the gap can be tough. Able to make that play. 1-0 Clinton. Bases empty now. Two outs. Here's the 9-hole hitter, Dakari Garrison, the center fielder. Wind up in the pitch. Right down the middle. Called strike one. Wind up in the pitch, fastball high. One ball, one strike from McKibben. Here's another one. Swing a late foul tip there for Dakari Garrison. Now 1-2. McKibben trying to get out of the inning in order. Try to give his team another chance here. Try to tie this thing up in the bottom of the inning. One, two. That one going to be missing inside. Two balls, two strikes. Looks like a little bit of a break on that one. Trying to get him fishing there, trying to jam him. But Garrison able to hold off. 2-2. Next one on the way. Swing and a miss. And McKibben sits down Clinton in order. Two strikeouts. Presented by Grass Lake Community Schools in the inning. And we now head to the bottom of the second inning Clinton holding on 1-0 over Grass Lake in the district finals here in Clinton. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
1-0 Clinton over the Grass Lake Warriors here in the district finals here at Clinton High School. Bottom of the second inning brought to you by Ghostwriter DJ. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Colin Knight at the plate, 6-7-8 due up here for Grass Lake. Knight doing the catching here after starting as pitcher in game one. First pitch from Jalen Stelzer off the mark for ball one. Of course, Colin Knight, the winning pitcher for the first game, able to recover nicely after allowing that leadoff home run from Nick Wilding. Allowed four runs. Beg your pardon, he allowed one run on five hits, one strikeout, one walk in the winning effort as we got a line drive to left field for a leadoff single. Colin Knight representing the tying run for Grass Lake now at first. Second hit of the game for Grass Lake. And in both innings, they get the leadoff base hit. Got a pinch runner as well. It's Kobe Sandoval, the sophomore. Now at the plate, it's the right fielder, Gavin Killinger. Trying to keep that pressure on, trying to break onto the scoreboard. We got a pickoff throw at first. Sandoval back in. Gavin Killinger, 1-for-3 in the semifinals earlier this afternoon as he checks his swing. It's in the zone anyways for strike one. Ready to go at the plate. Stelzer in the stretch. Pickoff move once more at first with Sandoval diving back in. Quick glance over there at first from Stelzer. 0-1. Late swing and a miss from Killinger, and he falls behind 0-2. Had a ground out in the second, strikeout in the fourth, and a single in the sixth with a run, which ended up being the winning run of the game for Grass Lake. Next one on the 0-2, swings and fouls it off behind to stay alive in the count. Ready to go on the 0-2 once more. Stelzer's pitch on the way, fastball up and in for a ball. Grass Lake trying to break through in this inning, trying to at least tie things up, trailing 1-0. Another pitch, I think it broke into the dirt there, 2-2. Grass Lake with the semifinal win, now 31-4 overall in the season, ranked 4th in Division 3 on Max Prep, 7th On MHSAA, we got a swing and a miss from Gavin Killinger for the first out of the inning. First strikeout of the game for Jalen Stelzer, brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. And this brings in the designated hitter, Manny Chafran, who did good for two innings in relief before things kind of crept up in the seventh inning on him. They're in that semifinal matchup against Columbia Central. First pitch looks at a pitch that drops just below the zone for ball one. 1-0 swing, and this is a pop to the shallow left field, and that's going to be into the glove of Bolton coming in from left to make the catch for out number two. This brings in the nine-hole hitter, second baseman Cameron Prater. We had a big base hit later in the game, which again brought in eventually the winning, what stood as the winning run there in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's why those insurance runs matter so much, because any team can make a run at any time. Especially at this level, in a district of this caliber. Lots of talented teams at this district. Pitch here to Prater, now 1-0. Missing out of the zone. Kobe Sandoval, pinch runner at first in place of Colin Knight. Another pickoff. Safe again. Next delivery, that one's off. Runner goes for second. Throw is offline, goes to the outfield, and Sandoval's not going to chance it for one more bag. He stays at second with a stolen base. Got a good jump off of first base. The one time that Stelzer did not try to pick him off. 1-0 lead for Clinton. Grass Lake, runner on second with two outs. 2-0 count now, 2-1 to Cameron Prater. Tying run in scoring position. Try to at least get on base here if you're Prater, with the top of the order lurking just around the corner with Luke Guthrie in the on-deck circle. Swing and a pop to the right side of the infield, and this should do it for the second. It does, into the glove there of Cowan Keith. And the side is retired, so that leadoff single by Colin Knight winds up stranded on the bases. It remains 1-0 for Clinton. The top of the third inning coming up in 60 seconds. You've got the high school baseball district finals here on WKHM.
This is the famous Bud Light beer. It's not easy to brew a beer this easy to drink. It takes attention to detail to get something to taste this smooth. Which is why Bud Light is tasted by brewmasters every step of the way. Hey, it's a tough job, but for you and your friends, it's worth it. Bud Light. We don't just brew beer. We brew beer for friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
1-0 Clinton. Retired in order in the second inning, now here in the top of the third. Trying to add to their lead. Walker McKibben still on the hill doing some good stuff, especially with the fastball in this start. Third inning brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Beiswanger Realty Group, As we got 1-2-3 due up here for Clinton. Now at the plate, the third baseman, Andrew Fair. First pitch from McKibben. That one's going to be low and away for ball one. Andrew Fair, 0-for-1. He grounded out in that first inning to get the game going. Next one, fastball. That one in the zone. One ball, one strike for Walker McKibben. One-one. Swing and a line drive. This one to right field, and that one's going to be in the glove of Killinger. A couple steps to his right to make that first out.
Up for Clinton, number four, Callan Keith.
Callan Keith, the second baseman now at the plate, who scored the lone run of this one. Was walked in that first inning, eventually brought home by Cade Brighton's double. First pitch here is going to be swung on and fouled in the dirt. Falls behind 0-1. Quick call there by that home plate umpire, trying to stop the play there. One on its way. That one misses, looked like inside there. One ball, one strike to Callan Keith. I'd like to thank Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning and Grass Lake Community Schools for their support today as we've got a base hit in the left field. Keith able to head all the way up to second there on that line drive. Runner in scoring position now for Clinton with one away, leading 1-0. Jalen Stelzer now at the plate. Keith trying to be another run for Clinton. Second hit allowed by McKibben in this start. Trying to keep this game within one. Here in the top of the third. First pitch to Stelzer. That one misses low for ball one. McKibben in the stretch gets the pitch call. 1-0. That one clips the corner. One ball, one strike. Clinton Red Wolves, after the 5-2 win over Green Hills in the semifinals earlier today, now 19-15-1 on the season. Next pitch in the dirt, bounces away from the catcher, and this will move Keith up to third base. Two balls and a strike to Jalen Stelzer. Wild pitch there. And another Clinton run just 90 feet away there at third. One out in the top of the third. Two one. That one missing off the plate. On that fastball, 3-1 here for Jalen Stelzer. Pressure mounting here. 3-1. That one right down the middle, running the count full. Huge pitch right here for Walker McKibben. A lot of different outcomes here. Payoff on the way. Swinging a chopper along the third baseline, rolls foul, and it'll stay 3-2. Clinton now advancing further than they did last year in the district tournament with that big win over a tough, tough Green Hills team, top 10 ranked team. Swinging a ground ball to third. It's bobbled by Leip, and he can't find it in time. And that is going to score another run, 2-0 Clinton, with Callan Keith scoring from third. Jalen Stelzer picking up an RBI, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Stelzer at first with one out. 2-0 Clinton. Quinn Walden at the plate, the shortstop, number four in the order. In the stretch, big swing and a miss on that first one, a low fastball. Quick glance over the shoulder. Next one on the way, that one in the dirt. Good block this time from Knight to prevent movement on first. 1-1 for Walden. Flew out in the first inning. 1-1, that's taken for strike two. Looking for the second out of the inning here, McKibben. Trying to execute here on this two-strike count. 1-2 on the way. That one bounces in the dirt, skips away, and that's going to advance the base runner to second there. Jalen Stelzer now on second on another wild pitch.
Come on, Quinn.
Runner on second with one out now, 2-0 lead for Clinton. 2-2 count for Walden. Next one on the way, swing and a grounder. This one to second base. Picked up, thrown to first in time for out number two. That does advance Stelzer to third, however.
Now batting for Clinton, number three, Cade Brighton.
Runner on third, two outs, 2-0 Clinton. Top of the third inning here in the district finals. Cade Brighton now at the plate, who had a one-run double in the first. First pitch, swing and a grounder. This one right back to second base. Pick up, throw to first. This one in time. Prater to Vitale, two plays in a row. And able to strand another run on the bases, however. Clinton able to plate another run. Scoring one run on one hit, one error. One runner left on base. Clinton leads 2-0 over Grass Lake. Bottom of the third, coming your way in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the third inning, 2-0 lead for Clinton. Another try here for the Grass Lake Warriors in this third inning, presented by Coldwell Banker, Beiswanger Realty Group. 1-2-3 due up. Luke Guthrie ready to step into the batter's box. Able to get a couple base runners there in the first inning, not able to score. And then able to get the leadoff base hit from Colin Knight in the last inning. And once again, unable to get some movement there. Did able to get a stolen base there from Kobe Sandoval, but three consecutive outs from Jalen Stelzer, looking solid on the mound. But second time through the order. Right here, Luke Guthrie, 1-for-1 with a first inning single. First pitch in the dirt. Grass Lake, strong regular season, 31-4 now on the season. Several talented juniors, seniors on the team. Another one misses low, ball two. Last year lost to Leslie in the first round of the district tournament. 2-0 on the way, swing and a ground ball. Wow, that one went right back to Stelzer on the hill, and he's able to make the underhanded delivery to first for the first out. Good heads-up play there from Jalen Stelzer.
Sal
Vitale now at the plate. Second time in this one, reaching on an error in the first inning. Grass Lake, it's actually not their first meeting with Clinton this season. Able to beat them 6-5 on April 19th. First pitch to Vitale, missing off the plate for ball one. Two nothing for Clinton. Bases empty, one out for Grass Lake. Swing and a miss. Couldn't make the contact on that high fastball. 1-1. One on the way. Swing and a miss late that time. Vitale now trying to stay alive at the plate. 1-2 the count. Next one. Swing and a foul tip this time. Just able to hang in there. 1-2. Jalen Stelzer ready to go once more. 1-2. Swing and a miss. That one in the dirt. Brighten the pickup. Throw to first is in time to secure the strikeout and out number two.
Now batting.
Second, Jalen Stelzer strikeout brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools and Jacob Collins now at the plate. Trying to keep the inning alive here for the Grass Lake Warriors. Through the top of the order. 2-0 Clinton. Here in the bottom of the third, district finals. First pitch, that one low. Collins flew out in the first inning. He's 0-1 in this second game. 2-2 with a hit by pitch. Double and a single in the first game. And this time now a line drive to left field. Rolls all the way to the fence. Collins able to slide in just ahead of the throw. Two out double for Jacob Collins. Now 1-2 on the game. Third hit overall for Grass Lake in this one. Trying to get some two out magic going here in the bottom of the third. Braden Lape now stands in. 0-1 after a ground out in the first inning. In the stretch. First pitch, swing and a line drive. This one going to center field, and that is into the glove of Garrison for out number three. Grass Lake struggling against Jalen Stelzer. Feels like he's getting better as the game is rolling on, and it stays 2-0 Clinton. Top of the fourth inning is coming your way in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
This summer, Grass Lake celebrates 13 years of Music in the Park. First and third Wednesdays, May through September, enjoy Music in the Park with Ghostwriter DJ and local live performances running 6:30 to 8 p.m. Also, enjoy the music market that runs from 4 to 7 p.m. For more information and a list of performers, check out the Grass Lake Music in the Park Facebook page or ghostwriterdj.com. We'll see you at the Events Park Pavilion this summer.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 Clinton over Grass Lake in the district finals. Here from Clinton High School, Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Fourth inning now, brought to you by Columbia School District. 6-7-8 due up for the Red Wolves, led off by the right fielder Jackson Phillip. Pitch in the dirt from Walker McKibben for ball one. So far, two runs on two hits. Two strikeouts with one walk. 1-0, that one in the zone for strike one. Phillip at the plate, ready to go. 1-1 on the way. Swing and a foul tip behind, falling behind 1-2. McKibben has gotten ahead in counts consistently, but Clinton's been able to just get enough traffic on the bases. A couple wild pitches in the last inning as well. Able to capitalize. Next one, swing and a grounder to second base. Prater pick up, throw to first in time to retire the leadoff batter. That's three consecutive plays. Prater to Vitale, including the last two outs of the last inning. Louis Delabadia now at the plate. First baseman, he's 0 for 1 with a strikeout back in the second inning. McKibben with the first pitch. That one at the knees, called strike one. Next one, swinging a foul that dings off the top of the Grass Lake dugout. 0-2 count. Mentioned Clinton being in this district finals game further than they made it last year. Lost to Manchester in the district semifinals last season. Fastball missing low and away for ball one. 1-2 the count now for Delabadia. Two on the way. Swing and a grounder. This one to the shortstop. Guthrie throw to first in time for out number two. Good job. Last now four batters. McKibben able to get the softer contact, keeping it within the infield. Starting to settle in a little bit, especially towards the bottom of the Clinton batting order. Trying to give his team another chance here, trailing 2-0, bases empty, two outs in the top of the fourth. Parts by Columbia School District as the first pitch popped foul out of play by the left fielder Tanner Bolton. Number 8 in the order. Falls behind 0-1 on that foul. Winds and delivers. That one right in there. Called strike two. McKibben looking for a fast fourth inning. He was able to retire the second inning, Clinton, in order. Next one. That one missing just off the plate. Ball one. Good take there for Bolton with that two-strike count. One, two on its way. Late swing and a miss, and that's strike number three to retire the side in order. Walker McKibben with three strikeouts, brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. And we now head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Grass Lake trying to break through here offensively, trailing 2-0 to the Clinton Red Wolves. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got the district finals on WKHM.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, turn to the experts.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 Clinton. Grasslake now at the plate, bottom of the fourth inning. Led off by their number five hitter, left fielder Bryant Cook. Fourth inning brought to you by Columbia School District. Connor Dockery with you from Clinton High School. First pitch to Cook. Big swing and a miss on that high fastball from Jalen Stelzer. 0-1 the count. Stelzer, three hits, no runs, two strikeouts, no walks. Pitch now in the dirt. Grasslake not able to get that early strike in this one like they did against Grasslake. They, of course, led 3-1 after the first inning, able to build on it as the game went on. We got a live drive to center field, and that one into the glove of the leaping Garrison to make the first out. Getting some good contact on that one, but just not able to find a gap. Second time he's lined out to center field, as a matter of fact. And this brings in the catcher, Colin Knight. One for one. Leadoff single back in the second inning. And then Kobe Sandoval, the pinch runner on his behalf. Base is empty, one out. 2-0 Clinton here in the bottom of the fourth. Winding the pitch. That one in the zone for strike one. To Colin Knight. Ready to go with the 0-1. That one just low. Good job by Knight to hold off. It's 1-1. Colin Knight, 1-for-3. Single. Ground into a double play and a reach on an error. As another one in the dirt, 2-1. Grasslake still trying to find that spark. They threatened with two base runners on in the first inning, but since then have only had one base runner in each of the next two innings. We've got a short fly ball to left field into the glove of Bolton for out number two.
Now batting number 30, Gavin Killinger.
Gavin Killinger, 0-for-1 with a second inning strikeout. Now trying to keep the bottom of the fourth inning alive for Grasslake. Stelzer are ready to go. First pitch. That one in the zone. Able to get the bottom half there. Called first strike. Winding the pitch, 0-1. That one missing low. One ball, one strike. Approaching the bottom of the order now for Grasslake. Got to try to get some contributions there. Fouled right on the ground towards the Clinton dugout. First strike, 2-1-2. Stelzer trying to retire Grasslake in order here. For the first time of the game, 1-2. Drops in, called strike 3. Throws Killinger at the plate. That's a strikeout presented by Grasslake Community Schools. And Grasslake sits down in order here. Still trailing 2-0 to Clinton. Top of the fifth inning, coming your way next here on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 Clinton over Grass Lake, now in the top of the fifth inning, presented by Columbia School District, live from Clinton High School. A little bit less of that cool breeze as the game has rolled along, at least up here in the Clinton press box.
Now batting number 20.
9-1-2 due up for Clinton in the inning. Takari Garrison now leading us off, the center fielder. Had a couple good plays there in center field in this game. McKibben still on the hill, first pitch. That went in the zone on the fastball, strike one. Two runs, two hits, three strikeouts, and a walk so far. He was able to retire Clinton in order in the last inning. Two of the four innings he's able to do that as we got a swing and a miss. Falling behind 0-2. Clinton scoring one run in each of the first and third innings. When they get just one or two base runners on, they just seem to find a way to turn them around as we've got a called strike three back-to-back K's from Walker McKibben, his fourth of the game. And there's the first out. That strikeout brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools.
Andy Fair.
That does bring back the top of the order with Andrew Fair. 0 for 2 in this one, a ground out and a lined out, first and third innings. Winding the pitch in there for strike one. Kevin locating the fastball well so far in this fifth inning. 0-1 count on its way. Short grounder there to second base, pickup throw to first in time from Prater to Vitale for out number two. Able to get that soft contact. McKibben rolling ever since that third inning. A score on an error to make it 2-0. He's been rolling since then. Retiring seven batters in a row. Here's Callan Keith. First pitch broke just out of the zone there. Ball one. Walk and a double. Two runs scored for Callan Keith. This one a slow roller there to third. Late pickup. Throw across the diamond. Just in time. Beat him by half a step. And McKibben retiring eight batters in a row. Able to go through that Clinton order in order. Two innings in a row, and that leads us to the bottom of the fifth inning. Grass Lake trying to break onto the scoreboard here, trailing 2-0 to the Clinton Red Wolves, back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Budweiser, the American lager. A time-honored recipe, true to our original process, brewed using the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. delivering great quality beer since 1876. Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2-0 lead. Clinton over Grass Lake. Now in the bottom of the fifth inning, entering the stretch run here. Last couple of innings. Bottom of the fifth inning brought to you by Columbia School District. 8-9-1 due up for Grass Lake. We need to get one of these next two batters on base with the top of the order next if Grass Lake wants to try to put some runs on the board. Manny Schaffran, designated hitter, leading us off here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here from Clinton High School, coin flip designating Grass Lake as the home team for this district final. First pitch above the zone for ball one. Next one. That one missing inside for ball two. Jalen Stelzer through four innings. No runs and three hits, three strikeouts, no walks. Fastball, that one getting the knees. 2-1 count for Manny Schaffran. 0-for-1 popped out in the second inning. Next one. That one up and away, 3-1. Trying to capitalize here. Swing and a tapper. Nasty bounce over the diving shortstop, Walden. And that's a leadoff single. A little bit of a tumble there for Schaffran there at first. Kind of overran the bag and fell over, but able to get back well in time before any throw back in. Big leadoff single there for Schaffran. And that brings in the nine-hole hitter, Cameron Prater. Grass Lake needs to start putting some pressure here on Jalen Stelzer. Last couple of innings specifically, really hasn't had any pressure. Looks calm, comfortable on the mound, able to take his time and execute his pitches. He has been executing today. First pitch in the dirt for Prater. Jumps out in front, 1-0 in the count. With Schaffran there at first base. Glance over the left shoulder. Here's the 1-0. That one taken high. 2-0. That shorter frame there for Prater. A little bit of a smaller strike zone to try to hit. That was against the taller hitter, like Braden Late, for example, would have been in the zone. Next pitch on the fastball. This one able to get in there. Two balls, one strike. 2-0 lead for Clinton. Grass Lake runner on first with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Swing and a grounder. This one sneaks in between short and third. And it's back-to-back singles for the 8 and 9 hitters in the Grass Lake order. And here is Luke Guthrie in a big spot here for the Warriors.
Now batting number 22.
Five hits now in the game for the Grass Lake batting order. And we're going to get a mound visit here for the Red Wolves. See if they leave Stelzer in or if this is just to rally the troops. Just to rally the troops, it looks like. Grass Lake putting some pressure on. They haven't been in a spot like this since the first inning, able to get their first two batters on base before squandering that chance. Three consecutive outs for Stelzer to get out of that jam. But this is now in a spot where your 8 and 9 hitters able to get on base, and top of the order here for Grass Lake chomping at the bit to try to get on the board here. Been trailing 2-0 here. Very close. A pitcher's duel for Stelzer and McKibben. Clinton able to take advantage of the limited opportunities that they've had at the plate. Grass Lake not yet. They're trying to break through here in the bottom of the fifth. Luke Guthrie at the plate. 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out. Stelzer ready to go after that mound visit there with the rest of the infielders. Schaefren at second, Prater at first. First pitch, swing and a line drive. This one finds the grass in right field. Schaefren gets the green light going home, and he is in for the score. Grass Lake breaks onto the board. Trailing now 2-1, one run single from Luke Guthrie. Big Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning RBI. Three consecutive singles to start the inning for Grass Lake. Runners on first and second with still nobody out. With Sal Vitale now at the plate. So now they finally break through. Can they keep the pressure going? First pitch, swing and a grounder. This one bounces right to second. Nice diving play, and just able to get the force out at second. Boy, that was a bang bang play. Wow, beat him by maybe a centimeter there. Callan Keith, a nice play in the dirt to get that first out. Sal Vitale reaches on fielder's choice. Grass Lake has runners on the corners, still just one out, trailing 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Brought to you by Columbia School District. Prater at third, Guthrie at first. Here's Jacob Collins, who came through with a double in his last plate appearance. Beg your pardon. Prater at third, Vitale at first. First pitch here as Vitale going for the steal and safe there at second. Close play. The throw for Keith kind of pulled him to the left side of the bag and had to kind of try to go back and make that tag. Probably made it there at the same time, but you know what they say, the tie goes to the runner, and that's probably as close to a tie as you'll get. Two in scoring position for Grass Lake. With just one out, next pitch in the dirt. It's now 2-0 the count for Jacob Collins. Need a big swing here. Grass Lake's been eager all game to try to have a big inning. Stelzer been great on the mound, limiting their opportunities. Pitch in the dirt again, 3-0. Good block there from Brighton to prevent that one from going to the backstop. Big chance here for Collins. 3-0. That one called, strike one. Get the inside half of the plate. Big spot for Collins still, 3-1. Swing and a pop, this one behind home plate, and that's just into the crowd and out of play. Count runs full, 3-2. Collins, the senior, probably his biggest at-bat of the season right here. Trailing by 1-2 in scoring position, just one out. Trying to come through with a big play here in his senior year. 3-2. This one's going to be fouled and out of play towards the bullpen here at Clinton High School, and it remains now 3-2. Prater at third, Vitale at second. Payoff again. Swinging a line drive to left field over the third baseman's head. Two runs coming in to score. Jacob Collins comes through in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Warriors. And they now leap out in front 3-2 over Clinton. Two RBI single. Two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning RBIs there. Still just one out. And they pass the baton to Braden Lape, multi-sport star. swinging a chopper here to short. Throw to get the force out at second and throw offline at first. Lape makes the turn, goes to second, and the inning continues on an error. Runner on second now with two outs. Grass Lake leads 3-2 now, and here is Bryant Cook. So far, three runs scored on four hits, one error in the inning. First pitch to Cook. Sends this one high to right center field, and that's going to be in the glove by Phillip. Retiring the side here, but Grass Lake, boy, they needed an inning like that.
83.
Three runs scored on four hits, one error in the inning, and one runner left on base. Grass Lake leads 3-2 over Clinton. Top of the sixth inning is next in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank different. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
3-2 Grass Lake now in front of Clinton. Here in the top of the sixth inning from Clinton High School. Connor Dockery here on WKHM. Like to thank Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning and Grass Lake Community Schools for their support in today's coverage of the district tournament. Grass Lake able to hang on for a 5-4 win over Columbia Central in the semifinals, and now trying to hang on in front by one here. Clinton 3-4-5 due up in the inning, led off by the pitcher Jalen Stelzer, who looks at a pitch low and in for ball one. He has reached on a pair of errors in this one, as this time the fastball goes past him for strike one. McKibben needs to keep pitching well for his team to be successful in this game. He was shaky at some points in the first three innings, but able to get the last two outs in that third inning. He's been rolling since then, able to retire eight straight batters. As we got a swing and a pop in foul territory off of first base, Sal Vitale able to shield off that gray and white sky to make the catch for out number one. Nine hitters in a row retired for McKibben. Two strikeouts in there, mostly groundouts before that one. That was one that able to get airborne. Here's Quinn Walden, the number four hitter for Clinton, as he looks at the fastball in the top of the zone for a called first strike. Oh, one on its way, swinging a tapper. Comebacker McKibben, a leaping catch. And a throw over to first to Vitale for the second out. What a play. Boy, if that got over his head, that one might have skipped into the outfield in the gap. So that was a potential hit-saving play.
Number three, Cade Brighton.
Bases empty, two outs. Clinton at the plate trailing 3-2 to Grasslake. Now at the plate, it's the catcher Cade Brighton who looks at a ball getting ahead in the count. Wind up in the pitch, swing, fly ball going to right field. Killinger getting under it and making the catch. Three innings in a row. Walker McKibben getting out in order. Now retiring 11 hitters in a row, just rolling through now, pitching with confidence. And Grasslake going now to the bottom of the sixth inning, leading 3-2 over Clinton. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got the baseball district finals here on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
3-2, Grasslake over Clinton. Another chance here now for Grasslake to try to add to their lead. Jalen Stelzer still on the hill.
Grasslake number four, Colin Knight.
For the Clinton Red Wolves, needs some strong pitching from him here if Clinton wants to keep this thing within one run now. 6-7-8 due up for the Warriors. Colin Knight leading us off, the catcher. In that last inning, three runs on four hits. It all started with that, just executing with the bottom of the order. Those 8 and 9 hitters, Manny Schifrin and Cameron Prater, able to get those back-to-back singles, set the table. Give an opportunity for the top of your hitting order to come through, and they finally did. Now he's swinging a tapper. This one sneaks through right up the middle, just out of the range of Callan Keith to try to make a play, and it's a leadoff single for Colin Knight. That's been one thing that's played to Grasslake's favor in this one. They've been consistently able to get the leadoff runner on now in four of the six innings. We got Kobe Sandoval now at first base as a pinch runner. Eight hits now for this Grasslake lineup. Killinger at the plate, showing bunt initially, but he's able to hold off as the fastball runs high for ball one. Killinger 0-2, pair of strikeouts in this one, one swinging and one looking. Trying to come through here. Quick pickoff throw to first, Sandoval back in. 3-2, Grasslake. Wind up in the pitch, showing bunt again, holding off, and that's ball two. Stelzer now three runs on eight hits, no walks, three strikeouts. Looking really strong, and then just Grasslake that third time through the order as we got a bunt rolling along the first baseline and able to beat it out. Stelzer not able to make the throw. That's going to be an infield single, and then they try to recover and get Sandoval overrunning second. He's able to step back safely. Back-to-back singles, wowie. Bunt singled there. I know Stelzer wasn't able to make the play, but even if he was able to make that quick pickup and flip, I think 12, I think Killinger would have probably beaten that one out. Just great execution right here for Grass Lake, and it starts with the bottom of the order coming through and kind of setting the table for the top of their order. As we got another bunt right here, this time from Schaefrin, and not able to be picked up that time, but the out at home for Grass Lake. So we had a bunt there for Schaefrin. Stelzer kind of struggled with it in the recovery as Sandoval getting a little too greedy. Tried to go home and score on the play, and he is thrown out. So runners on first and second for Grass Lake. Just one out. Still 3-2. With Cameron Prater now at the plate. First pitch is a swing and a pop to the right side. Looks like it's playable, and it's into the glove of the catcher, Brighton, and that's the second out. So Grass Lake, another opportunity here, but a couple of those outs. Now at the top of the order, Luke Guthrie at the plate. Big spot here for Grass Lake. This is actually their last chance to try to add to their lead. Chance to shut this thing down there in the top of the seventh inning. Big spot for Guthrie. Pickoff throw to first and going to be in safely. Killinger at second. Schaefrin at first. First pitch, Guthrie. This was a fly ball to right field, and that's going to be into the glove of Phillip. And that'll do it for the bottom of the sixth inning. Clinton trying to rally here, top of the seventh inning, trailing to the Grass Lake Warriors 3-2 here in the district finals. Walker McKibben staying in, trying to pitch the complete game. We're back in 60 seconds here on WKHM.
This summer, Grass Lake celebrates 13 years of Music in the Park. First and third Wednesdays, May through September, enjoy Music in the Park with Ghost Rider DJ and local live performances running 6:30 to 8 p.m. Also, enjoy the Music Market that runs from 4 to 7 p.m. For more information and a list of performers, check out the Grass Lake Music in the Park Facebook page or ghostriderdj.com. We'll see you at the Events Park Pavilion this summer.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
3-2, Grass Lake over Clinton, top of the seventh inning. Walker McKibben still on the mound, trying to help guide his Warriors to a big district final championship here over Clinton. Again, McKibben, a little bit of some shaky moments there in the first innings, but boy, he's been wheeling and dealing since then, retiring 11 straight batters. And now Clinton trying to rally here with the bottom half of their order. No hits, four strikeouts combined across these four hitters as we got a line drive. The good old broadcaster's jinx right there. As we got a line drive that snuck in there in between first and second for a leadoff single for Jackson Phillip. Lead off hit there, just the third hit of the game for Clinton. And this brings in the first baseman, Louis Delabadia. 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out here. 3-2 Grass Lake, runner on first with no outs. Tying run there at first. McKibben going all six innings now. Two runs on three hits, four strikeouts and one walk. First pitch showing bunt rolling along the first baseline. It'll roll foul now as McKibben able to run that one down before it has a chance to kind of bank off the grass and roll back into fair territory. 0-1 now on that foul. Clinton trying to manufacture that tying run. In the stretch. Showing bunt again. It's low and now caught in a jam between first and second. It's Phillip in the rundown. Back and forth. Just playing catch now for Grass Lake. And the tag there for the first out. So Clinton in a situation with Delabadia trying to bunt and trying to advance him on the bases. But great heads up play there from Knight behind home to make that quick throw to first and catch Jackson Phillip in the rundown. Just like that, base is empty with one out. Tying run now back to the plate with Grass Lake in front 3-2. It's an 0-2 count as well for Delabadia. Next pitch. That one just misses. One ball, two strikes. Wind up in the pitch from McKibben. That one high on the fastball, trying to get him fishing there. Two balls and two strikes. Looking for the second out. Clinton. Need these base runners here. Again, need the bottom of their order to come through. Called strike in the zone. It's like now it's a 3-2 count. It was only strike one before. 3-2 payoff pitch. Swing and a tapper to third. Lape the pickup. Throw to the diamond at first and into the glove of Sal Vitale for out number two.
Number nine, Tanner Bolton.
Clinton to their final out. Number eight hitter, Tanner Bolton. Now at the plate. Anything can happen here. Again, McKibben, he's been pitching well the last several innings, but 8-9 hitters, if you can get these guys both on base, any which way possible, bring the top of your order back, Clinton will have a good chance to try to bring in some runs, trying to at least tie this thing up. 3-2 lead, Grass Lake, two outs, bases empty. Top of the seventh inning. Swing to foul here off to the right-hand side after a called strike one. Clinton down to their final strike. McKibben trying to go the distance, trying to go all seven innings in the district championship. Here we go, 0-2. That one taken above the zone. For strike one, it was a check swing there. That's an easy appeal there to first. One ball, two strikes for Tanner Bolton. Winding the pitch. Swing and a miss! And the Grass Lake Warriors are the district champions, taking down Clinton 3-2. Walker McKibben goes all seven innings in the complete game effort. Finished off with that strikeout, brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. And the team celebrating here, but boy, they needed a whole lot of good work and hard work to try to pull this thing out. Needed to rally here, trailing for a good chunk of the game. But able to come through with a three-run fifth inning to turn a 2-0 deficit into a 3-2 lead. Great pitching by Walker McKibben. In the third inning onward, able to guide his Warriors home to the district championship. We're going to step aside. We'll come back in 2 minutes. We're going to break this thing down. How did the Grass Lake Warriors pull this thing out? We'll chat about it here in 2 minutes here on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Budweiser, the American lager. A time-honored recipe, true to our original process, brewed using the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. Delivering great quality beer since 1876. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
3-2, Grass Lake Warriors pull another one out. This time in the district finals over the Clinton Red Wolves. Grass Lake Warriors, the district champions. They trailed 2-0. One run in the first, one run in the third for Clinton before Grass Lake finally broke through against Jalen Stelzer in the fifth inning. Three runs on four hits. And then Walker McKibben, after, again, some shaky moments in the first three innings, he then went on a run where he retired 11 straight batters. And then, in the top of the seventh inning, with a chance to close the game out, allowed the leadoff single to Jackson Phillip. And then eventually, he was called out on a rundown, able to get the last two outs, including on a strikeout. Grass Lake. Boy, they needed everything that they brought with them today. Again, cruising along. 10, leading 5-1 over Columbia Central going into the top of the seventh inning. Columbia Central on a furious rally, scoring three runs and having the tying run in scoring position before they were able to shut that thing down. And then here, and Clinton needed to go on a little bit of a rally themselves before they were able to finally pull out in front there in the bottom of the fifth inning with that three-run fifth to pull out in front. So Walker McKibben, winning pitcher here, complete game, allowing two runs on three hits, five strikeouts with just one walk. Just dominant there in the third inning onward. Losing pitcher Jalen Stelzer went six innings, three runs on nine hits, three strikeouts with just one walk. And now accepting the championship. Meanwhile, for the Grass Lake Warriors, Jacob Collins with the knockout blow at the plate, a two-run single there in the fifth inning. Congratulations to the that Grass was what Warriors put the Warriors in front. And they were able to hold on for good. Of course, Luke Guthrie, 2-for-4 with a RBI. Sal Vitale doing his thing, able to get on, despite not getting a hit in this game, still able to get on base, able to be one of those winning run, really the winning run, as a matter of fact. And again, the bottom of the order just coming through. Manny Schaefer and Cameron Prater able to get those back-to-back singles to start off the fifth inning in order to get Grass Lake in that position to where they can rally and able to get those runs across. Big-time game. Again, Colin Knight as well. He had a 2-for-3 game as well. So Grass Lake had that feeling that Jalen Stelzer, it's like, you know, he was as well as he was pitching all game, they just needed a chance to kind of break through, kind of give a chance for the top of the order to really be in a big spot in that fifth inning, biggest inning of the season for the Grass Lake Warriors. And again, the final score, 3-2. Grass Lake taking down Clinton in the district finals. They improved to 32-4 on the season. Meanwhile, Clinton Red Wolves, after an upset a little bit, first game, Green Hills, a very, very good Green Hills team. They were able to take them down 5-2 in the semifinals, but then they fall here to Grass Lake in the district finals. Their season ends at 19-16-1. That's going to do it for the 2025 Division III District 83 baseball tournament. On Wednesday, Grass Lake's going to be playing in the regional semifinals at Hudson High School. Live coverage of that one will be on these airwaves. My name is Connor Dockery, and thanks for tuning in to this presentation of High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.